did the same thing with people for people with low IQs. Actually, a few years before that, the people that the court refers to as the mentally retarded, a terrible term, but that's the court's term. And similarly, the court has held that the death penalty itself is cruel for anyone. We just, once again, just got to get to a majority of states, and we are on our way. Virginia, state with a terrible history when it comes to the death penalty. Multiple innocent people executed in that state, a state that even made it possible at one point in its history to literally lynch somebody in the courtroom, to charge, arrest, convict, sentence, and execute somebody all in one day. And when you see a state like that abolish the death penalty, you know that the days are numbered in our nation for the death penalty as a whole. We are very, very close.
Why wasn't Troy Davis's execution investigated, the continuation of the investigation into his case, where many pointed to another man who is the one who walked into a police station that night with a lawyer and pointed the finger at Troy Davis, who many say did not have a gun that night that the off-duty police officer was killed?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that man, Red, he appears to be a police informant. He's been in every time. It's like catch and release. Every time he's been in the jail, they let him go. He has a rap sheet, you know, longer than the office I'm sitting in right now, in fine print. And it appears that he's the killer in this case. Absolutely. And it is mind blowing. It is absolutely mind blowing to look at the two men. You have to remember that Troy was put on death row by 9 eyewitnesses. 7 of them recanted. The only two that wouldn't were him, Red, I forget his last name, and a woman who claimed that she recognized Troy from over 100 yards away on a moonless night when he was standing under a tree in a group of men. This is a dark-skinned black man across a very dark, long distance in the shadows. And she said without a benefit of the doubt, she was completely not credible. Meanwhile, 6 more eyewitnesses came forward to say that it was not Troy, it was Red. And so you now have 13 people, including 7 who were among the 9 that put him on death row, saying that Troy is not the one, those 7 saying that they had lied. That's why there was too much doubt. It is clear that the killer's out there, and it is unclear why the police apparently have protected that man for decades.
I think his name was Red Coles. Kimberly Davis, Georgia still has the death penalty. What message do you have for those on death row and for the people of Georgia as, well, Virginia's just become the first state in the South to get rid of the death penalty, to abolish it?
Well, we just want the people in Georgia to know that we are still on the battlefield fighting for them, and we will continue to fight for them to get this death penalty abolished. We have it's a couple of guys that's on death row that actually still reach out to the family, and, you know, they just ask us for prayer because sometimes they say that, you know, that's something that they don't get. They just ask us, you know, for prayer and for us to continue to stand for them and for us to be the voice of the voiceless. And that's what Martina always said. She was the voice of the voiceless. And that's what we're going to continue to do, is to be the voice of the voiceless and stand with them.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. We've been speaking with Kimberly Davis, Troy Davis's sister, and Ben Jealous, now president of People for the American Way, former head of the NAACP. Tonight, I'll be moderating a live-streamed event at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to honor Troy Davis's life and reflect on the movement he helped build with Troy Davis's sister, Kimberly Davis, and his nephew, DeJean Davis Correa. Details at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maru Tarasena, Tammy Warnoff, Charina Nadora, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood, Adriana Contreras. Special thanks to John Randolph, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.